listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A decorated former SAS soldier has now been charged with an alleged war crime following his arrest in regional New South Wales. The 41-year-old is accused of murdering a man while deployed with the Australian Defence Force in Afghanistan. In a statement, Federal Police and the Office of the Special Investigator say their investigation is ongoing. A Perth man who struck a cyclist with his off-road motorbike on a Beckenham path has been found guilty of unlawful killing. A jury has convicted Tyson Denny over the death of 84-year-old John Peters in June of 2021. Denny will be sentenced in May. The federal government is copping criticism over the size of welfare payment increases. From today, there's more money for pensioners, while those on JobSeeker are getting an extra $1.77 a day. Charmaine Crowe from the Australian Council of Social Services says that's not enough amid a cost of living crisis.
That's why we're calling for income support payments to be lifted to at least $76 a day. That would take those income support payments above the relative poverty line and help people live with dignity, ensuring that they can cover the basics.
Latitude Financial has shut down its services as federal police investigate an active cyber attack. The personal details of around 330,000 customers have been stolen. The finance company confirming most of the stolen data includes driver license details. In sport, Melbourne has accepted the two-match ban handed to Cozzy Pickett for his bump on Western Bulldogs player Bailey Smith at the weekend. He'll miss the upcoming games against Brisbane and Sydney. Demons teammate Angus Brayshaw says players know the risks when choosing to bump.
Yes, players need to be more careful. I think that's obvious. If you're bumping someone and not caring about where their head's at or anything like that, then yeah.
And Sydney's Lance Franklin has also accepted a one-game ban for a round one incident.